children. We're so deplorable that we actually think men and women ought to work for a living. We're so deplorable that we actually stand when the national anthem is played. We're so deplorable that we actually mean the pledge that we say to that flag. Ladies and gentlemen, let me review one of the most important questions that's been asked in a while. It was asked by Hillary Clinton when she said, at this point, what difference does it make talking about wonderful heroes who gave their life for this country? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have given her the answer to that question. The difference that it made was that it made millions upon millions of red-blooded, patriotic Americans get out and vote for Donald J. Trump as the President of the United States of America. That's the difference that it made. We believe that our rights come from God, not from government. Someone mentioned nonprofit a while ago. I may be representing a nonprofit. I'm a farmer. Now, seriously, ladies and gentlemen, we need to be thankful for our great farmers across this nation. As a matter of fact, the most important energy that we produce in this nation, and I hope we can realize it sooner than later, the greatest energy we produce is called food. And it does not come from the grocery store. It comes from hard-working farmers across this nation. So I would encourage us to thank the Lord every day for the abundant supply of food that we have. I'm in my fourth term in the General Assembly representing Duplin and Sampson, Duplin and Wayne County. I'm honored to serve as the chairman of the Agriculture Committee, the chairman of the Ag Appropriation Committee, and the chair of the Environmental Review Commission. I came to the General Assembly as part of the 2010 wave where we achieved the majority in the House and the Senate for the first time. I want to report to you today, ladies and gentlemen, that there are many wonderful men and women serving in the North Carolina General Assembly who are here through a significant degree of divine intervention. This is the cardboard speech. Sure. I was fortunate enough to attend seven of Trump rallies. I emceed three of them. Ladies and gentlemen, he's a changed man. Changed for the good. I watched him as he matured through this campaign. I've watched him as he gave that magnificent speech the other night. I want to remind us of another changed man a few millennia ago. Do you remember the hard-hearted Saul who was on the way to Damascus to persecute and kill some more Christians? Do you remember what happened? The hard heart of Saul was changed into the soft, prophetic, dedicated heart of Paul. Ladies and gentlemen, I testify to you that I believe with all my heart that Donald J. Trump has the possibility to do for freedom and liberty what the Apostle Paul did for Christianity. We're involved today in a fight for good and evil. Make no mistake about it, there are only two opposing forces, good and evil. I'm going to conclude with this story where we are failing, ladies and gentlemen, not this group, but across America we are failing. And I'm going to use a quick story about my grandmother. I'm a farmer. We had three kinds of corn. She supervised the putting of that corn in the barn for storage. The first kind of corn we had was the corn that we fed the livestock. The second kind of corn was the corn that we took to mill on Saturday to get some money to buy store-bought groceries to supplement what we produced on the farm. The third kind of corn was the seed corn for the following year. Granny's instructions were clear. If the barn catches on fire, get the seed corn out first. Ladies and gentlemen, America had better wake up and realize that as the twig is bent, so grows the tree. Donald J. Trump is a breath of fresh air that can preserve freedom and liberty for the future generations of our children. God bless us that we all may accomplish that. Thank you.
One more time, thank you, Representative Jimmy Dix, everybody. All right. Those of you who were here 3 hours ago when we started, may remember our next speaker. He gave the pledge for us, Lieutenant Colonel Ken Benway. He enlisted in the U.S. Army in 1966 as a parachute infantryman. He's an honor graduate of AI school at Fort Benning, where I was born, Fort Benning. He completed parachute qualification training and was selected to attend the Special Forces Qualification Course, graduating in 67 and deploying to the Republic of Vietnam. He served as a weapons specialist and team medic of a combined American, Australian, and Chinese Young 11th Company, First Corps, Mobile Freight Corps.
I can't believe
Special Forces Group, airborne. On returning to the U.S., he's promoted